This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A snow squall blew through Rock County Tuesday morning with intense bursts of heavy snow that reduced visibility to less than a quarter mile. There were accidents throughout Steamboat Springs. The city went on accident alert. Verizon still having problems for lots of customers in Rock County. I've been on hold for at least 5 hours, reaching out to 9 agents and emailing 6 people who work with media requesting updates for the area. I'll let you know. The latest advice is download the current software update on your phone. A new group met for the first time Tuesday called STAND. That's Steamboat Team to Combat Anti-Semitism and Discrimination. Local leaders from the school district, law enforcement, and throughout Rock County community attended, including interim Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett.
We're taking the first step to having an organized, educated discussion about anti-Semitism, about bias-motivated crimes, and this is an impressive first step. Now we have to follow through with it.
Rabbi Colby Morris Dehari organized the first meeting to raise awareness of bias and discrimination in the community. There was an incident of anti-Semitism and of racism at Steamboat Springs High School in the fall, and that prompted Rabbi Colby to start the group as a space for positivity, hope, and change. Masks are no longer required at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center in Steamboat Springs as of today. Governor Jared Polis has appointed Barbara Vasquez of Cowdery, Colorado, to the Colorado Water Conservation Board. Cowdery is in Jackson County. Greater Sandhill Crane Week starts today in Rock County. That's through March 8th. Meet Katie Lee and Alyssa Mirage on the Steamboat Springs School Board for Coffee with the Board at 4:30 today at Off the Beaten Path Bookstore. Today's the deadline to register for the Fur Ball Bowling Fundraiser. That's to benefit Humane Society in Moffat County. It's this Sunday. Registration forms are at Thunder Rolls Bowling Center or at humanesocietyofmoffatcounty.org. VOSA's Unitas Action Fund is hosting an online town hall with the Central Mountain lawmakers. That's Colorado Senator Dylan Roberts, Representatives Elizabeth Belasco and Megan Lukens, and Speaker of the House Julie McCluskey. 6 o'clock tonight, RSVP through the VosasUnitasAction.org website. City of Steamboat Springs has openings on 7 boards and commissions. They'd love for you to apply. The list is at SteamboatSprings.net. And the Steamboat Sailors advance to the semifinals of the Chassa State Hockey Playoffs after a big double OT win last night over Kent Denver. Final score 3-2 with senior Landon Smith sinking in the winner. Semifinals Saturday at the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.